This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's progress in the space sector today is making the lives of ordinary citizens easier. In his video message on the occasion of National Space Day, Mr. Modi said India views space technology not only as a tool for scientific exploration, but also as a means to enhance ease of living. He said India is rapidly advancing in breakthrough technologies like semi-cryogenic engines and electric propulsion and will soon launch the Gaganyaan mission.
Aaj Bharat semi-cryogenic engine aur electric propulsion jaisi ब्रेकथ्रू टेक्नोलॉजी में तेजी से आगे बढ़ रहा है। जल्द ही आप सब वैज्ञानिकों की मेहनत से भारत गगनयान की उड़ान भी भरेगा और आने वाले समय में भारत अपना स्पेस स्टेशन भी बनाएगा।
The Prime Minister said space tech is increasingly becoming an integral part of governance in India. Mr. Modi cited examples such as satellite-based assessment and crop insurance schemes, satellite-enabled information and safety for fishermen, disaster management applications, and the use of geospatial data in the PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said the Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has developed a geoportal that provides accurate information on droughts, rainfall, weather and other parameters, helping farmers plan their crops more effectively. He was virtually addressing the session of the National Space Day celebration in New Delhi today. Mr. Chauhan commended Indian space scientists for their contribution in supporting farmers.
इसरो ने जो एक जियो पोर्टल विकसित किया है, चाहे सूखा हो, बारिश हो, मौसम की सही जानकारी हो, लगभग सटीक हमको मिलती है। उसका जनता की जिंदगी में कितना महत्व है हम सब जानते हैं। किसान उसको देख के अब प्लानिंग कर रहा है। अब हम जानते हैं कि जियो पोर्टल मिट्टी की नमी के बारे में भी जानकारी देता है, फसल के स्वास्थ्य के बारे में भी डेटा को एकीकृत करता है और सटीक जानकारी किसान को मिलती है।
The Department of Posts under the Ministry of Communications has decided to temporarily suspend all postal services to the US from the 25th of this month. The decision came following an executive order by the US government under which the duty-free exemption for goods valued up to $800 will be withdrawn with effect from the 29th of this month. Ministry of Communications said all international postal items destined for the US, regardless of their value, shall be subject to customs duties as per the country's specific International Emergency Economic Power Act tariff framework. However, gift items up to $100 shall continue to remain exempt from duties. Customers who have already booked articles that cannot be dispatched to the US due to these circumstances can seek a refund of postage. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations are underway in Tharali Tehsil of Chamoli district following intense rainfall late last night. Our correspondent reports that the sudden downpour caused a surge in the Tundri stream, resulting in the debris entering several homes, including parts of the Tharali market area. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami has directed concerned authorities to intensify relief and rescue efforts. Due to extremely heavy rains in eastern Rajasthan, flood-like situation prevails in Kota, Bundi, Baran and Sawai Madhopur districts. The Met Department has issued a red alert for heavy rains in Chittorgarh and Bhilwara today. Apart from this, an orange alert has been issued for 9 districts and yellow alert for many other districts. Former Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe, who is currently in remand custody, has been transferred to the National Hospital in Colombo due to health concerns. Prison officials said the decision was taken after medical assessments indicated that his condition required specialist treatment unavailable at the prison hospital. The final of the 134th Durand Cup trophy is underway between Diamond Harbour FC and incumbent North East United FC at the Yuva Bharati Kriyarangan in Kolkata. Neither of the teams has been able to dominate in the opening minutes with no goals scored till reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.